Usually you hear him at the top. Now he's at the bottom of the hour this week. Is Easy Ticket Mike. He's a ticket broker who has sports tickets to lots of sporting events and, of course, also to a lot of the concerts that are going on around the country. And some of you are in the East and in the Midwest and in the South and whatnot. And there's these concerts are all over the place, whether it's Kiss or ZZ Top. I saw ZZ Top once. Gosh, I want to say about 10 years, maybe more than 10 years ago, in Roswell, New Mexico. It was, I have to say, it was a pretty good concert. I mean, they put on quite a show. So, Easy Ticket Mike, how are you this week?
Well, I'm doing great, but I saw ZZ Top 20 years ago.
Ooh, where'd you see him?
It was here in Dallas.
And what was, yeah, did you like the show?
They're originally from, you know, here in Texas. So
right.
But this was, you know, a while back. They've been around for a good while. So.
Well, you know what? Most of the groups, Mike, you know this. Aerosmith has been around for a long time. Did I say Kiss? Aerosmith, Kiss, ZZ Top. Even Metallica is now a couple of, I guess they're at least 15 or 16, maybe even 20 years for Metallica. But, you know, the bands from the past, I think, sometimes sell more than the current guys.
Yeah, they you know, they've got a lot of talent, and they don't want to hang it up yet. That's the thing. You know, they're just some of them have to do it though. They
because they go broke. That's what happens: women, booze, and sometimes drugs back in the day, and it could be very, very costly. Or avoiding the tax man, and then you have to pay up. The interesting thing is about those rock groups, though, is they make so much money when they go on tour, especially now if they have the right kind of manager. Because where they used to get screwed up with the record companies, now if they have the right people on their team, it's much more equitable, or they can make it that way anyway. So you do, so since we're talking about music here, you do have concert tickets. Just go to easy-ticket.com, and you have tickets all over the country, right?
Yeah, pretty much anything that you're wanting, I can get them for you.
Go ahead.
You were going to say that rock stars, they make a lot of money. They don't make quite as much as pro athletes.
I know. They sure don't. You know, it's funny. You watch the guys in the NFL, and this past week was the first week in the NFL last Thursday. And then over the weekend, of course, Sunday, a full slate of action, and Monday. And it's interesting to see what happened. There are a lot of people who don't have anything to do with Texas, have never been to Texas, and are Cowboy fans. And they saw the Cowboys whip up on Tampa Bay. I'm a Philadelphia fan. They just basically shut out Carolina pretty much. 38-10 was the score there. And the Giants won in a tight one with the Redskins. I was kind of surprised by the Giants' score. I think the NFC East is always pretty tough, but were you surprised by that game?
Yeah, I was. And you know, the Giants, they're going to come here to Texas this next Sunday night and play the Cowboys. So I'm looking for that to be a really good game. But, the Redskins are always tough against the Giants, and you know, there's a big rivalry there. So, I thought the Redskins would pull it out, but the Giants, you know, they're a tough team. They were a tough team last year. They're going to be a tough team this year.
Yeah, and then from a lot of people listening to us, because we do this thing called Nail the Score on Thursday night. It's so much fun, and we randomly pick the game of the week. And you call in and you can give your numeric guess. You don't have to know anything about football. And we always have a lot of people call the show. And this wasn't the game of the week, but it almost became the game of the week. The Patriots and Buffalo. Buffalo had a chance to win it. In the end, Tom Brady with a big rally, a bogus fumble for Buffalo. And they end up winning by a point. What a great game that Monday night game turned out to be, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, Monday nights traditionally, you know, there's just so many good games there. There were two this last week. The Patriots and the Bills. But that was a really squeaker for Brady. But they pulled it out there in the end, like you said. And they've got a whole slew of games this week. The big one, like I said, is going to be the Giants coming here to see the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think that's one of them. There's a couple of good games. The Giants at the Cowboys, the Patriots, who we just mentioned, are at the Jets. The Saints are at the Eagles. That could be a good game with Drew Brees and Donovan. Well, it won't be Donovan McNabb. It's going to be his backup, Cole, although it could have been Vic if he could have been able to be eligible to go into that game. The Steelers at the Bears, I think, is also going to be good after Cutler had four interceptions for Chicago against the Packers in a game that they could have won, too. So I look at all those four games as probably the big games on the week. How about college football? Because there's a lot of people listening to us who are just kind of mildly interested in sports, but there are a lot of college football fans that just like to root for the team in their own backyard even.
Oh, yeah. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of surprises except Oklahoma State. They got beat by lowly Houston this last week, 45-35. Everybody else in the top 10, you know, they're still there. But this week, Florida, I guess it's a pretty good game. It's Florida and hosts Tennessee, and which I expect really Florida to prevail in that. But Texas, they've got their nemesis from this last year coming to visit them, Texas Tech. And Texas Tech knocked out, you know, Texas out of the national championship this last year with 30 seconds left in the game. So I remember that game wholeheartedly, but I expect this to be a great game, and I think Texas is going to be up for that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of great games across the country, and it's still very early in the season to see where teams are going to be ranked. Of course, Florida, the Gators, everybody always wants, especially in Florida, it's crazy, Mike. I used to spend a lot of time in Florida, and you're either a Miami fan, you're either a Florida fan, or you're a Seminole fan, and there's such, over the years, there's been rivalries between all three of those teams. And like I said, people who aren't even big sports fans got into the rivalries. If they lived near Miami or they lived in Tallahassee, anywhere in the vicinity of these schools, and they adopted the school. And I mean, these are rabid fans. I mean, rabid, rabid, rabid fans. So it'll be interesting to see where the Gators end up maybe halfway through the season, see if they can still hang on to that number one, because their schedule gets tougher, too, as they move along. And baseball, of course, we're getting closer to the playoffs, and, it's just a fight to the end to see what happens in the wild card races, I think, is pretty interesting. And
Colorado and San Francisco are playing tonight. And, right now, Colorado's ahead. It's the bottom of the eighth. They're ahead 4-0. And I see the Rangers kind of fading in the wild card race with Boston. They were pretty close, and then this last week they've lost several games. So, they're 6.5 games behind Boston right now for that wild card spot. So I don't think they're going to pull it out this year, though. I think they have 17 games left, so if they're going to make a run for it, they better do it right now.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a lot of people that are saying about their teams as well, because it's really the first weekend in October is the end of the season. Go to easy-ticket.com, and you can get tickets to all the things we just talked about, whether it's college football or baseball or concerts, any of that sort of stuff. It's available there. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
You too. You as well. Coming up.